conversation with a member of the clergy. All of these wealth secrets necessarily involve some sort of scheme for defeating the forces of market competition. Most involve clever legal maneuvering or even the exercise of political influence. What I mean to imply is that even in the modern day, if your goal is wealth, by all means apply yourself to the study of finance and commerce. But if your goal is vast, uncountable, truly extraordinary wealth, you need more. You need to know some wealth secrets. You may wish to use this book as a manual to attain the opulence of your dreams. Indeed, I encourage you to do so, as this will produce more rich people about whom I can write a sequel. But I suspect there will also be readers who consider this book and its stories a critique of the world in which we live now, a world characterized by growing income inequality and the detrimental effects of that inequality on public health and well-being. In the present day, the wide circulation of terms such as the 1% indicates that the general public senses something has gone awry with the rules of the game of capitalism. Yet, particularly in the United States, the self-made business person remains an almost untouchable icon. The man in the street may tacitly understand that some financial